General Stanley McChrystal, a four-star American general with a long history in special operations, today took charge of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. McChrystal met with President Hamid Karzai yesterday, who warned the American general that the most important element of his mission is to protect Afghan civilians. Civilian casualties during military operations have long been a point of friction between Karzai and the U.S. military. The four-star general has already pledged to reduce the number of Afghan villagers killed in fighting, saying he intends to review U.S. and allied operating procedures with an eye to minimizing civilian deaths. But the International Committee of the Red Cross spokesperson in Kabul, Jessica Berry, reminded us that the civilians in the conflict zones are not the only ones who are affected by the war.
The conflict is really intensifying, particularly in the south, but in many other parts of Afghanistan at the moment. And of course, civilians are always affected when there is conflict. Ordinary conditions which could be treated easily are not getting treated simply because out in the villages, health facilities are disrupted, either because a health post may get burnt down or because there are checkpoints on the roads which prevent women bringing their children to a hospital. So all of these issues, which may seem not directly affected by the war, indeed they are. And civilians in the villages are having a very difficult time.